You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered, it's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. When you bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up. You get early payout on parlays, too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. What if comparing car insurance rates was as easy as putting on your favorite podcast? With Progressive, it is. Just visit the Progressive website to quote with all the coverages you want. You'll see Progressive's direct rate, then their tool will provide options from other companies so you can compare. All you need to do is choose the rate and coverage you like. Quote today at Progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Comparison rates not available in all states or situations. Prices vary based on how you buy.
We welcome onto the show Pat Forty, senior writer, Sports Illustrated, who does such a good job covering the all the goings-on in college football. Pat, thank you for a few minutes here in the DMV on 106.7 The Fan. How are you?
Doing well, guys. Ready for some playoff football today and tomorrow.
Yeah, we're fired up. I want to start with just your thoughts. I think of you as kind of one of the more thoughtful and longer-tenured opinion givers on college football, and your opinion matters to me on this. This discourse that's happening right now as to whether or not a JMU, a Tulane, should have a seat at the table, how we should go about comprising a 12-team playoff. Where are you on the dialogue that we're hearing right now?
I diametrically opposed to, say, Nick Saban and other elitists who want to have their own power conference invitational. That's not what college sports is supposed to be. It's not what it's ever been. It's not what it should be. This is a 136-team endeavor in FBS, and to say, well, we just don't think you're good enough because you don't spend enough money and you don't have a rich enough TV contract, you get out, you don't even get a chance to play, is wrong. I mean, that's the college basketball tournament, and virtually every other sport in the NCAA has slots given to schools from lesser conferences, quote-unquote lesser. That's the way it's been. It's actually, college football is still the least inclusive by far, the most exclusionary. You know, they're lucky to get two teams in from outside the power conferences this year. So, you know, there's just this weird thought in football that for some reason they hate the Cinderella story. They don't like it, whereas people love it in basketball and in other sports, and I don't understand really why.
Yeah, where does that come from? I've been baffled by it. The idea that somebody is crashing their party, and I know where it came from. Pat, I'm old enough to remember where the voters would go, yeah, we can't decide, they're not going to play each other, so Colorado and Georgia Tech are co-champions. I mean, it was stupid, but at least you have now the idea that some teams might play each other in some sort of tournament form. I know you can't do, you know, 64, 68 teams as it is, it's just too many games, but where does that elitism or snobbery or exclusionary desire come from?
You know, I think with football, it's always been there. And if you go back, I mean, probably, and I mean, you got to be ancient like me to remember, but when BYU won the national championship in 1984, everybody lost their minds because, like, how can BYU win a national championship? They weren't big time enough. They weren't traditional enough. They weren't in a conference, blah, 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 blah. They actually were, they were in the WAC, but it's not a tough enough conference. And this, you know, and back then, there was literally no way for the teams to play each other and find out who was best. Now at least we've got that mechanism. But the same leftover ideals of, I see the Texas helmet, they must be good. I see the Notre Dame shiny gold helmet, they must be good. You know, it's that's the way it has been ingrained into everybody. I mean, heck, and even within the sport, I saw The Athletic polled like 50 coaches about who was going to win the playoff, and 4% picked Indiana because it's Indiana. They're undefeated. They're number one, but people can't still wrap their arms around Indiana, so they sure aren't going to wrap their arms around James Madison or Tulane.
It's well said. JMU, as you can imagine, a huge following with our listening base. They've got Oregon tomorrow. The argument I keep hearing, and within our own studio, our buddies that are college football advocates that, you know, wish that Notre Dame or somebody else would have gotten in, is if and when they get blown out, then that'll prove it. And my point is, no, you should still be able to have the opportunity. They're 21-point underdogs. And by the way, Notre Dame gets blown out in the playoffs more often than they don't. And a lot of other teams that are really good from power conferences have been blown out. That was pretty routine even in the four-team playoff. But what's your mindset on this idea that the quality of the game will either prove or disprove whether or not they should have been there?
Yeah, that's wrong. It's completely wrong. And that is the pressure that people are putting on both JMU and on Tulane. You know, is you really didn't deserve to be there, so you better show up and show that you deserve to be there. I watched Tennessee from the SEC lose by 35 last year to Ohio State. I watched Oregon fall behind 34-0 to Ohio State last year in the playoff. I watched Michigan State get blown out of a playoff game. I watched Florida State get blown out of a playoff game. I watched Oklahoma get blown out. So this idea that the playoff games will all be good if we put the power teams in is complete fallacy. It's not that way in the NFL either. There's plenty of blowouts in the NFL playoffs. That's what happens in the first round of playoffs, generally speaking, in every sport. So this is, again, one of these kind of false testing grounds, basically, that people have come up with that just don't want these teams to be there.
All right, well, let's get to the games themselves, Pat. Give me the first-round matchup you're most looking forward to. Is it easy that it's Oklahoma-Alabama, or is it simply because James Madison's an oddity? That matchup, just to maybe potentially shut some critics up, what are you looking forward to the most?
Yeah, I mean, I could make a case for all of them. I am going to be at Tulane, Mississippi, because I just want to see how Tulane responds and what the vibe is like there without Lane Kiffin and all of the turmoil and the anger and the bitterness and turning things over, not just for this playoff, but permanently to Pete Golding, who it wasn't like they were beating out other schools to hire Pete Golding. This was purely a, we want to win the divorce right now. You're the coach, get in there sort of thing, a very rash decision. Maybe it'll work out, but I want to see just the whole vibe at Ole Miss. But, yeah, in terms of closest games, I think Miami A&M and Alabama, Oklahoma are going to be close. I think that tonight should be the case. But that's, I think it's also going to be a slog. I think first team to 17 tonight probably wins the game. Two teams with struggling offenses and pretty good defenses. And I would be surprised if James Madison just flat out can't play against Oregon. I think they can. I've seen both teams in person. Saw JMU at Louisville. I think they're very solid on the line of scrimmage, especially on defense. Get consistency from Alonzo Barnett and be able to get some holes for their running back, and I think they're going to be able to at least stay in the game there. So I'm looking forward to all of them, really.
The winner of Alabama-Oklahoma moves on in the bracket to the Rose Bowl to get number one Indiana. That game will be on ESPN on New Year's Day at 4 o'clock East time. I'm curious, though, your thoughts on just what Kurt Cignetti's done. You've covered the sport for so long so well. I don't even think it's worth asking, has anybody ever done anything like what Cignetti's done that you've seen? But is there anything close? Like, how do you chronicle this as a writer in words, what we've seen here? This was the impossible.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second, and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Bet365 is paying out before the final whistle.
Check out Bet365's unrivaled early payout offer. You bet on a team to win and they take a 17-point lead, you get paid no matter the final score. Forget the final whistle and start counting that cash. Hold up, you get early payout on parlays too.
Download the app and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply.
Holiday PSA from DSW. This is your reminder that shoes are a gift. Literally. So unwrap something good, like boots that inspire your next big adventure, or cozy slippers that give you an excuse to stay in, or sneakers that feel like pure joy. Because shoes aren't just shoes, they're exactly what you wanted. Let us surprise you, so you can surprise them. Find shoes that get you, and everyone on your list, at prices that get your budget. At DSW stores, or DSW.com.
Yeah, I have been struggling for 2 years to chronicle it. To say what is comparable. I don't think anything's comparable. I think it is flat out the best two-year coaching job I've ever seen. I live in Louisville, Kentucky. I've been around Indiana football a lot for the over 35 years. It has always been awful and complete apathy, and they can't wait until the basketballs start bouncing in that state because the football has been so bad. But it's a total change now, and you know, people honestly thought last year was a fluke. It was an easy schedule. They didn't beat anybody. I kind of thought they would be better this year. This is one of my few predictions for the year was actually right. They are much better, and they're a legitimate national title threat. So what Cignetti has done to me is unprecedented.
Give me a team or two that we're not really paying enough attention to that might make some noise in this little tournament here.
Well, Texas Tech is intriguing. Great season, Big 12 champion. 12-1, phenomenal defense. I think the defense is as good as any, except for maybe Ohio State, maybe Indiana in the tournament. But the offense, we'll see. The quarterback he's all over the board. He can make some great throws. He can make some terrible throws. And they stall in the red zone partly because I think quarterback play. So, you know, can they hit a game if they're playing, say, Oregon in the quarterfinal? Can they make enough big plays on offense? Can they shut down the Oregon offense with their defense? The defense, they've got several NFL players on the defense. It's really good.
We're joined by Pat Forty, covering college football better than anybody. Check out his work in SI, getting ready for the college football playoff. Games begin tonight with Alabama, Oklahoma, and carry over into the weekend. JMU for the Dukes fans out there getting started tomorrow against Oregon right after the Commanders game. Pat, I want to extrapolate out the college football combo for a second. Where are we at in terms of the health of this sport, and what's next? And I'm talking about bigger picture, 10,000-foot view stuff here. With NIL, every day I'm watching a different college football coach in a press conference talk about his players being poached and what agents are telling them to do. The toothpaste is out of the tube. We obviously need some regulation. Is it coming? Like, can this be fixed? Is it just completely broken? What's your take?
I guess I would say these are the best of times and the worst of times, because I think the product on the field is really good, and people are wildly interested. The ratings are huge. Our readership is good. Attendance is good. The games are fun. I think the 12-team playoff has been a major bonus in terms of widespread interest. But that doesn't mean it's all, you know, hunky-dory by any stretch. Clearly, you know, I think the transfer portal is the biggest thing, more than the players getting paid. NIL is fine, whatever. But the fact that players can move every single year with no penalty and can break contracts that they've made and can just shop themselves over and over and over again, there's no other sport that operates like that, and there's no real reason for football to do it. The other thing is just the calendar, with players wanting to transfer now, coaches leaving jobs now. The season's not over, and we got all these coaches that are moving. and it's actually affecting even the playoff, and that's a major problem to me, is they've got to be able to figure out some way to fix the calendar. And, you know, I don't know whether we're ever going to fix the transfer stuff.
What did you make of the Lane Kiffin sweepstakes? I mean, we had Bob Chesney staying at James Madison University through the end of their regular season in a huge game. We've seen Summerall donate the $100,000 to Tulane. You can see that these guys feel bad about the situations that they're leaving, even though they're advancing their careers. And then the Lane Kiffin saga was a whole different ball of wax.
Yeah, yes. You know, I think for people like Bob Chesney and John Summerall, I'm glad they're still coaching their teams. I would feel really bad if they weren't coaching in these games. And I hope they've been, you know, really all in on practice and preparation and being part of this, because this is once in a lifetime for the players, certainly, and maybe for the schools. We'll see. But the Kiffin situation was awful in several different capacities. You know, that I thought he should have still stayed and coached, and I think he did want to, and I thought that Mississippi's pride was too hurt to let him stay and coach, but also the way he handled himself made it awfully hard, you know, for Mississippi to swallow it and just say, yeah, Lane, you go ahead and keep coaching us. So I didn't like the way Kiffin handled it. I didn't like the way Ole Miss handled it. I don't like the fact that he's not coaching tomorrow.
Ultimately, what do you think the best result for college football at large would be in this tournament? And I'll give you my thesis, and you're far smarter than I am on this subject. But to me, a couple of these non-power conference teams winning a game or two, I think would go a long way towards kind of, you know, sort of, I don't want to say leveling the playing field, because it never truly level. It's million, you know, billions versus millions. But I just feel like the health of the game might get stronger if that's the case. Or is there nothing you can do to sort of stem this tide?
Let's have a Tulane JMU final. Come on. Why not?
Let's get nuts, right?
Yeah. Don't just win one game. Let's win three or four. But
yeah, right.
Barring that, if one of them wins, I think it would be a massive, massive strike for the group of six conferences in those schools. That, you know, something that they really could, I think, rally around and point to and say, look, we're good enough. You can't keep us out. But even just playing well, you know, performing well, I think would go a long way as far as that. I think, you know, the Big 12 certainly would benefit from Texas Tech, which has gotten a bye into the quarterfinals, winning at least a game. I think Miami is carrying the flag for a battered ACC. It would help them to win a game. But then even you could, you know, the SEC's got five teams in. You're going to back it up, or is the Big Ten going to win a third straight title? So there's a lot on the line for a lot of different people.
Who wins? Give us your prediction. Who do you see hoisting the trophy at the end of this thing?
I picked Indiana. I've seen them in person three times. I've watched them on TV. I think they're a fantastic, complete team. My only reservation, their best defensive lineman got hurt celebrating the Big Ten championship game and is out. And he's a great disruptor at the line of scrimmage, you know, if that comes back to haunt them. But they're legitimately good, so I'm rolling with Indiana for Fernando Mendoza.
Have you spent time around him, by the way, Mendoza?
Yes.
What's he like? I mean, he just comes off – he's immensely likable. Yes. You don't see guys as nerdy as him, and I mean that affectionately, kind of become the alpha in a locker room very often.
So cool.
That's a great point, because he really is a nerd. He's a dork, but yeah, he's a great football player.
He's a dork.
He is. I mean, he was standing there at the Heisman ceremony with his tie kind of askew and his coat buttoned a little awkwardly and his big hands kind of sticking out of the bottom. It's like he looked like, you know, like an eighth grader who was dressing up for the first time for a prom or something. But he is so earnest. He's polished to an incredible degree. I wrote a whole story saying future U.S. Senator Fernando Mendoza, because he just comes across with that sort of earnest polish. Incredibly well-spoken, well-liked, I think, by everybody that's played with him. So I'm a big fan.
Pat, really appreciate the time. Enjoy the games tonight and the rest of the weekend. The whole tournament, really, throughout. Really appreciate it. Have a happy holiday.
All right, thanks, guys. Yep.
You know how in football, timing is everything? You miss your window by a second and the play's already gone. The holidays are the same way. Everything happens fast, and if you're not ready, you're scrambling at the last minute. That's why Amazon Prime is the real MVP this season.
With Prime's fast, free shipping, you can make those last-minute calls look effortless. Forgot your secret Santa gift? Need something for that office party? Prime's got your back, helping you go from uh-oh to all set faster than a two-minute drill.
Absolutely, Mark, because Prime isn't just about getting things fast. It's about making sure you never miss your shot. It turns that last-minute scramble into a smooth holiday win. So this season, remember, Prime's fast delivery has your back during the holidays, especially when it's down to the wire and can't wait another minute. Last-minute gifts delivered. It's on Prime. Visit Amazon.com/Prime to shop now.
Listen up, football fans. You won't want to miss this.
Right now, new Bet365 customers bet $5 and get $150 in bonus bets, win or lose. So you could turn that $150 into something bigger when you bet on Moneyline, Spread, Totals, Player Props.
$150 in bonus bets when new customers bet $5. I know where I'm going to bet from now on. Download the app today and see why it's never ordinary at Bet365. Gambling problem? Call 1-800-GAMBLER. 21 plus only. Must be physically located in Ohio. T&Cs apply. In app only.
This episode is brought to you by Progressive Insurance. Whether you love true crime or comedy, celebrity interviews or news, you call the shots on what's in your podcast queue. And guess what? Now you can call them on your auto insurance too with the Name Your Price tool from Progressive. It works just the way it sounds. You tell Progressive how much you want to pay for car insurance and they'll show you coverage options that fit your budget. Get your quote today at progressive.com to join the over 28 million drivers who trust Progressive. Progressive Casualty Insurance Company and Affiliates. Price and coverage match limited by state law.
This holiday season, choose gifts that feel thoughtful and practical with Omaha Steaks. Whether you're hosting or gifting, they deliver the world's best steak experience, and it makes you look like you planned way ahead. They've got USDA certified tender steaks, juicy burgers, comfort meals, and tons more. Gifting Omaha Steaks is honestly one of the easiest wins. Everything arrives beautifully packaged, super convenient, and the quality is unbelievable. Their filet mignons are some of the most tender I've ever had. And the variety means you can personalize every gift. Plus, orders placed by 6 p.m. Eastern ship same day. And everything is backed by their 100% guarantee. It's holiday gifting made simple. Save big on gourmet gifts and more holiday favorites with Omaha Steaks. Visit omahasteaks.com for 50% off site-wide during their Sizzle All The Way sale. And for an extra $35 off, use promo code T-BONE at checkout. Terms apply. See site for details. That's omahasteaks.com, code T-BONE.
There's nothing like gaining a fresh perspective from experts who've seen it all and have the wisdom to prove it. With Masterclass, you can learn from the best to become your best. With plans starting at $10 a month, billed annually, you get unlimited access to over 200 plus classes taught by the world's best business leaders, writers, chefs, and more. With Masterclass, you get thousands of bite-sized lessons across 13 categories that can fit into even the busiest of schedules. And the classes really make a difference. 3 in 4 surveyed members feel inspired every time they watch Masterclass. And 83% of surveyed members have applied something they've learned from Masterclass to their lives. Masterclass always has great offers during the holidays, sometimes up to as much as 50% off. Head over to masterclass.com/audio for the current offer. That's up to 50% off at masterclass.com/audio. Masterclass.com/audio.